Chapter 6. Another Strange Visit. The next morning, Aunt Jane was out in the garden cutting flowers while the Aldens ate breakfast.
"We have to see Mrs. Newton this morning," Jessie said. "Soon Grandfather will want us to come home. I know he misses us."
Violet said, "We'll have to call her first."
"I don't know," Henry said thoughtfully. "Maybe we should just go without calling her."
Violet shook her head.
"It isn't polite to do that," she said.
"Well, it isn't polite for her to have our grandmother's necklace either,"
Benny said firmly. Jessie and Henry laughed, and even Violet had to smile.
"You know, Benny's right," Henry said.
They finished their breakfast of cold cereal, buttered toast with jam, and milk, and went upstairs to dress.
"We all have to look spick and span," Jessie said, "so we can impress Mrs. Newton with what nice children we are."
Jessie and Violet both put on flowered skirts and blouses. Jessie's was sparkling white, and Violet's lavender. Benny and Henry wore khaki pants and white shirts. When they came downstairs, Aunt Jane was arranging her flowers.
"I can guess where you're going," she said. "But did you call Mrs. Newton?"
Jessie and Henry exchanged a guilty look.
"We thought we'd just go, just for a few minutes," he added quickly. "We won't stay long."
Aunt Jane smiled.
"I know I shouldn't agree, but just promise you won't stay long."
"Absolutely," Jessie said.
"Positively,"
Benny added. The Aldens followed the directions Aunt Jane gave them to Mrs. Newton's house. They gasped when they arrived. The house was 3 stories high, with big columns at the front, and a circular driveway leading up to it. There were beautiful rose bushes on either side. The Aldens rode up, left their bikes in the grass, and rang the doorbell. A woman opened the door and looked at the Aldens. Her face was unsmiling. She was silent for a moment.
"Yes?"
she finally said. Jessie looked at her sister and brothers and then said,
"I'm Jessie Alden. These are my brothers and my sister. We wondered if we could talk to Mrs. Lorraine Newton. Are you her?"
"No," the woman answered. "I'm her daughter, Laura Newton Garrison. My mother is out on the back patio. Follow me. We've been expecting you."
Inside the house, Violet asked, "You've been expecting us?"
"Yes," Laura Garrison said. "Mr. Mason called yesterday and said that you had been at the museum asking a lot of questions. He was sure you would pay us a visit."
Mrs. Garrison led the Aldens through a large living room out onto a sunny patio. A white-haired woman in a flowered summer dress was sitting stiffly in a green wicker chair. She looked at the Alden children coldly.
"Tell me what you want," she ordered.
Once again, the Aldens told the tale of the necklace. "I don't have the drawing I made," Violet said. "Mr. Mason said someone must have thrown it away, so you can't see just what we mean, but..."
Benny looked at Mrs. Newton and said,
"Our grandfather would be so happy if we could find his necklace and give it..."
Laura Garrison interrupted Benny and looked at her mother. "Mother, maybe we should..." There was a sad tone to her voice.
"Laura," Mrs. Newton said, as if she were warning her daughter. "You children have been imagining this whole necklace story. It is definitely not your grandmother's, I know it. The necklace has been in my family for generations. It has been handed down from one generation to another."
"What's a generation?"
Benny whispered to Henry.
"I'll tell you later,"
Henry replied. Laura looked at her mother again.
"Mother, I think it is time..."
"I think it is time," Mrs. Newton said, "for these children to have some juice and then go home."
She remained unsmiling. She leaned forward and poured a glass of grape juice from a pitcher on the table in front of her. She handed a glass to each of the Aldens. When she reached over to give Jessie hers, it slipped from her hand and crashed to the ground. Drops of the purple juice splattered all over Jessie's white blouse.
"Oh!"
Jessie cried out. She stood up and wiped at her blouse. Somehow she felt this had not been an accident. Mrs. Newton handed Jessie a napkin and said,
"I think you should go home and wash your shirt immediately. That will get the stains out."
"But the necklace," Violet said. "What about..."
Mrs. Newton stood up.
"My dear child, the necklace was mine. I gave it to the museum. That's the end of the story. You must simply give up your silly ideas. We have talked about this enough.
The children all stood.
Thank you for seeing us, Henry said.
Mrs. Newton nodded. I hope you will all go back to Greenfield now and forget about this.
Laura led the Aldens to the front hall. I know my mother can be rather cold sometimes. She doesn't mean to be. She really doesn't. Jessie stopped at a mirror over a table in the hall and looked in to see how stained her shirt was. She glanced down at the table and saw an unopened envelope. It was addressed to Mrs. Lorraine Newton, but the return address was a Mrs. Susan Barstow at 1600 Hudson Lane in Silver City. Silver City was the town next to Greenfield. Jessie didn't say anything to the other Aldens about the letter she'd seen. She wanted to think about it first. When they reached Aunt Jane's, they told her about Mrs. Newton.
Well, Aunt Jane said, I guess that is that. The necklace must belong to Mrs. Newton.
Violet nodded.
I guess you're right. I think we should call Grandfather and tell him we're coming home tomorrow. I miss him a lot.
Aunt Jane agreed.
I'll be sorry to see you all go, but I think Violet is right. You should go home.
Henry frowned.
I hate to go like this. I guess this will just have to be one mystery we aren't going to solve. It sure is a disappointment.
Jessie called Mr. Alden. When she hung up, she was smiling.
He sounded so happy that we were coming home. He said he'd tell Watch to expect us, too.
The next day, they all kissed Aunt Jane goodbye.
Call me and let me know you got home safely, she said to them at the bus stop. We will,
Benny promised. At home, Grandfather welcomed them. He had left his mill early so that he could meet his grandchildren at the Greenfield bus stop. He drove them to the house, and they all sat outside in the late afternoon sun, drinking lemonade. Watch ran from one child to the other, nuzzling their hands, happy to have his family around.
Tell me what you did at Aunt Jane's,
Grandfather said. The children exchanged a quick look.
Well, Benny said, we swung in an old tire at the pond.
We went to Keniston Park, Violet carefully said. And we went to the museum,
Jessie added.
Twice,
Benny said.
Mr. Alden looked impressed. I think that's fine, having that much of an interest in the Elmford Museum.
It certainly was interesting,
Benny said, smiling. When Mrs. McGregor called them in for dinner, Mr. Alden said,
I want you to stop in the living room first and see something.
When they reached the door of the room, Violet gasped.
Look!
Over the mantelpiece was their grandmother's portrait.
I thought it was time to put it up again, Mr. Alden said. Even though I don't have the necklace, I do have the picture. We should enjoy it.
I wish we had the necklace, too,
Benny said.
So do I,
Grandfather said in agreement.
So do I.